The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
They want to make sure they get that ball up the court and then get their half-court offense going as Fleehall dumps it in the corner. Paget puts the jumper up from 11 and hits it. Paget with her first bucket, and it's now an 8-point lead for Shelton.
Tonight, it's a Buffalo County battle in Ravenna as the Blue Jays welcome in the Shelton Bulldogs. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Put some token pressure onto the backcourt as the inbounds pass comes to Blake Cremosta. Standage is back there with him. Across the timeline, Cremosta brings it to the left-hand corner, kicks it back out. Techmeyer for three, and he'll drain it.
Ravenna has gotten the better of this rivalry in recent years, but tonight Shelton's looking to turn the page and post a win on the road. It's the Bulldogs and Blue Jays coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda live from Ravenna right after this word from New Tech Seed.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Ravenna High School. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the Ravenna Blue Jays and the Shelton Bulldogs. Both teams with 8 wins on the season. Girls game as expected. Easily went to Ravenna 67-17 tonight. They improved to 8-6. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. In Kearney for Shelton, number 1, 6-foot senior David Mueller. Number 2, 5'11 senior Luke Glenn. Number 4, 6'1 senior Clayton Stopcotty. Number 12, 5'11 junior Taryn Hawks. And number 42, 6'2 senior J.T. Ellis. Head coach of the Shelton Bulldogs, Matt Walner, assisted by Dan Brown. Shelton is 8-2 on the season. Their two losses are to undefeated Kennesaw and Bruning Davenport Chickley. They are going to miss a couple of kids tonight, including Derek Ellis. He's out with the flu. Owen Mann, Spencer Wires are injured. Wires expected to come back from an ankle injury next week. For Ravenna, number 12, the 5'9 sophomore Blake Cremosta. Number 20, 6-foot junior Tom Sistowski. Number 31, 6'3 senior Sid Techmeyer. Number 41, 5'11 senior Tyler Douglas. And number 50, 6'4 senior Paul Bauer. Head coach is Paul Baronic, assisted by Tony Schirmer, Randy Bastet, and Adam Mingus. Ravenna is 8-4. That's the starting lineups. We'll tip it off right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, New Tech Seed, contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Ravenna wins the opening tip, and they'll face a man-to-man defense here by Shelton. We're going to get an early foul on Taryn Hawks out there trying to deny the pass to Tyler Douglas. First foul of the ball game here on the first possession. And Ravenna will take it out in front of the Shelton bench. Throw it deep in the corner here to Paul Bauer, who immediately gets it back out to Sid Techmeyer. Techmeyer leading the team in scoring at 14.5 points per ball game. Had a rough night Tuesday over at Minden. Looking to bounce back here. Hawks on him in the man-to-man here. Coach Matt Walter says he may not be our best defender, but his athleticism might match up well as they get it to Bauer on the low block. Bauer spin move over the top of Ellis and scores. Paul Bauer gets Ravenna on the board here, 2-0. Shelton a 3 to start things off. Hawks off the mark. Long rebound comes out to Sizkowski, who runs it down and misses the layup. Rebound brought down by Taryn Hawks. He was already, Sizkowski, on a dead sprint when he went after that one. With the basketball, Luke Glenn, he had the game-winning free throw against Loop City on Tuesday. Gives it to Dave Mueller. Mueller on the left elbow. Takes it back out to Glenn. Glenn back up between the circles. Crossover dribble brings it into the paint here against the Ravenna matchup. And they go to the free throw line. Hawks is fouled on the way up, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Almost looks like the Blue Jays are playing a zone defense. I'll have to watch that again. That's not even possible, is it? I don't think Paul Baronic knows the word. The foul called on Tom Siskowski, and the free throw by Hawks is no good. Or excuse me, JT Ellis, not Hawks, JT Ellis at the line. First one, no good. Second free throw on the way, and too strong, no good. Hawks almost could have been called for over the back, but he does get the rebound and a second chance here for Shelton. 90 seconds in, 2-0 Ravenna. There's a good back cut. David Mueller with a layup on the assist from Luke Glenn, and we are tied at 2, giving Ravenna a little look in the mirror right there. Siskowski off the screen, cut off by Stockcotti in the left-hand corner. Needs some help. Finally bounce pass, gets it over to Kremosta. Blake, the sophomore in the paint, kicks it back out. Siskowski for 3, good. First three-pointer of the basketball game drained by Ravenna, and it's 5-2. Into the front court, Luke Glenn. Working off JT Ellis, Siskowski on him in the man-to-man. High post, he'll stop there. Kick it back out to Mueller. Dave off the left side. Glenn averages just over 15 points a game, and here's the ball taken away by Sid Techmeyer. First turnover of the game. Techmeyer gets rid of it into the hands of Kremosta. Down low, on the block, Douglas up and in, and a foul. Pump fake got his defender in the air, and then Douglas took it right through him as he was on his way down. Chance for a three-point play here. And checking into the ball game early will be Alec Kremosta and Kobe Schirmer for the Jays. The foul was on Stockcotti, his first. Free throw on the way, Tyler Douglas. It's going to spin out, no good. And Stockcotti will get the rebound. But Ravenna scored 5 in a row to take a 7-2 lead here with 5.5 to go in the first quarter on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've got folks listening all over tonight. Say hi to the folks listening out in the great state of Wyoming. Thanks for being with us here tonight on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Crossover dribble near carry there by Luke Glenn. Kicks it out on the wing to Stopcotti. Stopcotti one dribble, forces it inside, and three players on Ellis. The ball is kicked away, and it ends up in the hands of Stopcotti, and he's right underneath the hoop and will score. That was such a good defense by Ravenna that Shelton scored. Three-pointer in transition. Alec Kremosta overshoots everything. Rebound brought down by Schirmer, and they'll get another chance. Get it out to Alec, over to Blake. Kremosta swings it left side to Schirmer. Schirmer way out on the left wing. Up top, Kremosta not afraid to shoot the three, but not this time for Alec. Down on the low block, trying to get it to Douglas. Ball knocked away by Ellis. It's off the leg of Ellis and out of bounds. They're going to say off of Douglas and out of bounds. So turnover here for Ravenna. 4:42 to go, first quarter, 7-4 Jays. As off the screen, Luke Glenn gets free, comes into the paint, dishes it off on the baseline. Stopcotti gets mauled, and he'll get 2 free throws. Clayton Stopcotti will pick himself up off the floor. Foul is called on Alec Kremosta, his first, and the team's second. First free throw here by Stopcotti. Takes a little extra time, puts it up, and it spins out. No good. Checking back into the ball game, Paul Bauer and Tom Siskowski for Ravenna. Going with an early 7-man rotation here. And the free throw on the way. This time it is good for Clayton Stopcotti. 3 points for Stopcotti, and it's 7-5 Ravenna. Blue Jays get it down to the low block, Douglas, but he's deep behind, and he ends up walking with a basketball. He was trapped there by Stopcotti. He was behind the glass, had no way to get rid of it, and they end up calling him for shuffling the feet. Second turnover for Ravenna. So Shelton with the basketball. They clear things out and let Luke Glenn handle it. He'll pass it into the front court. Stopcotti skip pass right side to Mueller. Mueller down low to Ellis. Ellis turns into the taller Paul Bauer, kicks it out for 3. Glenn off the mark, no good. Another rebound by Taren Hawks, gets it over to Ellis. He'll put the shot up and in. JT Ellis on the assist from the offensive rebound by Taren Hawks, and we are tied at 7. Last 2 buckets here by Shelton. And a free throw in between. Blake Kremosta with it on the right wing. Up top, Siskowski swings it left side, Techmeyer. Trying to get a screen, comes into the paint, kicks it off to Siskowski, backs up, looks at the three, doesn't take it. Techmeyer will, long three. That baby was off the mark, and Paul Bauer got the rebound and will be fouled. And free throws again. Nope, they're going to say Bauer just couldn't quite get the shot up, so foul will be called on Well, we're waiting to see. It's JT Ellis. Okay, Ellis with the foul. Inbounds pass Bauer, and Ellis blocks the shot from behind. Picked up by Cremosa. Ravenna maintains possession, driving in Siskowski to the baseline. Kicks it back out. Alec Cremosa to Techmeyer. Top of the circle. Fakes left, dribbles right. Trying to get it into Bauer, who's really double-teamed down there, as Ellis gets some backside help. So they'll kick it outside the arc. Blake Cremosa working on Dave Mueller. Nowhere to go. Back up top, Siskowski. Good defense here by the Bulldogs. One dribble, bounce pass, and some miscommunication. Bauer went into the paint. The pass went to the baseline. And turnover number three here for Ravenna. Coach Paul Baronic's birthday today, and he's hoping that his boys can bring him home a ninth win of the season tonight. Shelton, though, looking for their first lead here. Stopcotti holds the ball, left side of the key, goes right side, finds Hawks, drives, 10-footer off the glass and in. Aaron Hawks with his first bucket. Seven in a row by the Bulldogs, and they're up 9-7, 2:45 to go here in the first quarter of play. The cutter, Alec Cremosa, got hammered by Ellis, and that'll be his second personal foul. Fourth team foul here in the quarter on Shelton. And we're going to see the Bulldogs go to the bench. Coming in, Tyler Douglas after a very short break. Alec Cremosa out for Ravenna, and checking in for Shelton. We'll see Nate Muehlbach, 6-foot junior, checking into the ball game. And also coming in, Corbin Lynn. Inbounds pass comes out to Blake Cremosa. Dribbles to the top of the key. He gives it to Techmeyer, guarded by Lynn. Dribbles to the high post, stops the free throw line, and kicks it back out. Ravenna hasn't been getting any good looks here the last couple of minutes. Thus, they haven't scored, and they're down 9-7. On the weak side, Siskowski one-on-one against Glenn and has it picked from his pocket by Corbin Lynn, and it's picked up by Shelton. Turnover number four for Ravenna. Three in a row here. Glenn avoids the traffic, gets into the paint, takes it right at the big fella, and it rolls out the back of the rim, no good. Paul Bauer hangs in there and grabs the rebound. Up the floor, Techmeyer. Back up top, Siskowski around the arc, right side. They'll give it over to Hawks. Skip pass into the corner, Cremosa to Techmeyer, back up to Blake. There was a big collision that took my eye off the play for a minute. Paul Bauer for three. That spins off the iron, no good, and a foul called underneath. Shelton trying to get the attention of the officials on some of the early physicality here, which is being manifested by frustration, not making any shots, and a foul called on the Ravenna Blue Jays, and timeout on the floor. Foul is on Tyler Douglas, his first, and with 1:45 to go in the first quarter of play, Shelton 9 and Ravenna 7. We'll be right back.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Ravenna High School. 1:45 to go, first quarter of our boys' game. It's Shelton 9 and Ravenna 7. Ravenna started the year 1-3. Again, those three losses to undefeated Kearney Catholic, to undefeated Burwell, and to 9-1 Gibbon, whose only loss is to undefeated Adams Central. They had that seven-game winning streak Tuesday by two at Minden. And right now they're down by two to Shelton, who has the ball. Corbin Lynn with it up at the top of the circle, goes left wing, stop Cotty, skip pass over to Muehlbach, back over to Lynn, good ball movement as they threw it over the top of the man-to-man defense. Paul Bauer working down low on Muehlbach, backs him in, puts the shot up, no good. Lynn has an offensive rebound here for Shelton, kick it back out, three-pointer, Dave Mueller, good. 5 points for Dave Mueller, and that's 10 in a row by Shelton. They lead it 12-7. Blake Cremosa to the other end. Corbin Lynn knocked it away, and they'll say it went out of bounds off of Lynn. So Ravenna will get it underneath their own hoop. 12-7 Shelton. Ravenna has went nearly 4 minutes without a point. Blake Cremosa inbounded underneath his own hoop. Fires it out to Techmeyer. Three-pointer on the way. It is no good. Rebound fought for, and Luke Glenn will win the battle for the Bulldogs. He'll push it up the floor. Long outlet pass to Mueller. Tries to throw it underneath the stop, Connie, and threw it out of bounds. Second turnover for Shelton. It looked good for a moment, but Mueller had his passing lane closed down, had to try and adjust it while he was in the air, and just didn't work out. Paul Bauer is going to check out of the ball game, and Shermer back in for Ravenna. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter, 12-7. Shelton looking for their first win over Ravenna in a number of years. Ball out between the circles, Siskowski. Gorman led all over Techmeyer, trying to deny him the ball, and has done a pretty good job, although now Sid gets at the right wing, decides to take the three-pointer, got it. Sid Techmeyer with his first bucket of the ball game, and that snaps the 10-0 run by Shelton. 12-10 Bulldogs, 20 seconds to go as they bring it into the front court. Over to Mueller out of the left wing. Skip it to the right side. Stopcott, he had to really jump just to grab it. He'll find Luke Glenn. Luke Ginn, double team, comes to the baseline, takes it. Douglas scores and is fouled. Luke Glenn off the screen challenges the 5'11 senior post, and Tyler Douglas with his second foul. And a chance for a three-point play here for Luke Glenn. That's his first bucket of the ball game. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. The free throw is no good. Rebound comes down to Kobe Shermer. Plenty of time for Ravenna to get a shot. Blake Cremos to top of the key. Gives it to Shermer. They're looking for Techmeyer. He's covered. Douglas for three at the horn, and he banked it in from 23 feet away. Tyler Douglas hits the desperation three at the horn. And after one, Shelton 14, Ravenna 13. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
Well, a couple of threes at the end of the first quarter get Ravenna back into the ball game here. They trail by only one, 14-13. And Shelton will get the basketball to start the second quarter of play. Doug Duda with you here from Ravenna. And Shelton with a 14-13 lead and the ball to start the second quarter here against the man-to-man defense of the Ravenna Blue Jays. Luke Glenn to the high post. One dribble, comes out to the right wing, takes it outside the arc, finds Dave Mueller. Mueller swings it over. Good ball fake by Stopcott. He takes it in, but put it up too strong. Offensive rebound. Muehlbach to the top of the key. The three-pointer is on the way. No good, and Tyler Douglas, with those two fouls, is in the ballgame and gets the rebound. Ravenna basketball looking for the lead. Cremosta drives, kicks it out to Shermer. Kobe for three. It's off the mark. No good. Got his own rebound, but it looks like an over-the-back foul going to be called here on the Blue Jays. And it goes on Tyler Douglas, and that is his third. He's got three of his team's five fouls. Multiple substitutions coming in here as Dylan Huff checks in. Alec Cremosta checks in. Paul Bauer comes back in for Ravenna. Blake Cremosta stays out there, as does Sid Techmeyer. Shelton leads at 14-13. 5 points for Dave Mueller as the leader. Here's a pass to the left wing. Driving off glass. Scoring is Clayton Stopcotti. He has five. Fast break the other way. Cremosta forces the issue and draws the foul on the shot. He'll get two free throws. Ravenna, led by Tyler Douglas with 5 points. They were 3 of 7 from three-point land in the first quarter. 1 of 3 for Shelton. Rebound, 6 Shelton, 5 Ravenna. Turnovers, 4 Ravenna, 2 Shelton. And the foul here on Nate Muehlbach is his first. The free throw by Alec Cremosta is in and out. No good. More high school basketball tomorrow. It's afternoon action from Hastings as St. Cecilia will host Kearney Catholic. 2:30 for the girls, boys at 4:15. The free throw is up and good. Cremosta gets 1 of 2. First point of the ball game for Alec. 16-14 Shelton a minute into the second quarter. Ravenna tries to put on full court pressure. Shelton throws over the top of it. They've got numbers. Bounce pass down to Milbach. He couldn't handle it. It went through his hands and stolen away here by Ravenna. Blake Cremosta to the other end. Nice dish for the layup. Huff lays it in. Tied at 16. Assists Cremosta. And this is the kind of style that Ravenna wants to play. Pressure, transition. Not exactly what Shelton wants to play as Luke Glenn gets it across the timeline. Ryan Stopcotty. Back to Luke. Shelton spreading the floor. Four outside the arc. Mielbach the post. Crossover driving in. There's Luke Glenn all the way in, but he shorted it. And it hits the rim. No good. And rebound brought down by Sid Techmeyer. They'll give it to Blake Cremosta. Runs into the paint. Kicks it out to Alec. Back out between the circles to Techmeyer. Good crossover move there on Taron Hawks, but he is cut off at the high post. Swings it over to Cremosta, posting up Bauer. Bauer spins on Mielbach, puts it up from six, too strong. Rebound brought down by Stopcotty, and he'll find Glenn, wait for the traffic to clear, and Luke will trot it up the floor right side. Picked up there by Blake Cremosta. Luke Glenn trying not to lose the dribble here. Skip pass over the top to Mueller. Back up top, Stopcotty. On the bench right now is JT Ellis with a couple of fouls, so Mielbach's getting the minutes, and they haven't been able to utilize him on the post yet. As driving in Mueller, a little out of control, but he gets fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. That'll be the sixth team foul on Shelton, or on Ravenna, excuse me. And it's called on Dylan Huff. His first free throw on the way, and it's good. Dave Mueller now has 6 points. And checking into the ball game, Siskowski. For Ravenna and for Shelton, Dakota Pollard, 6'2 junior, will check in. Second free throw, Mueller up and in. 7 points now for Mueller, 18-16 Shelton. 5.5 to go here in the first half of play. Quickly up the floor, Siskowski drives left baseline, cut off by Glenn, throws it all the way out top to Blake Cremosta. Cremosta finds Siskowski left wing. Kind of the same strategy in the half court offense for Ravenna. Spread the floor, look for Bauer. Haven't really seen a back cut or a back screen yet. As Siskowski gets isolated, he'll take it down to the low block to Techmeyer. Techmeyer's jumper no good. Bauer offensive rebound, back up and in. All Bauer, 4 points, 3 rebounds, and we're knotted up again at 18 with 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Luke Glenn brings it up. Siskowski making him work the dribble. Crossover at the top of the circle, gives it off to Mueller. Mueller into the paint, gets it to the big fella Pollard. Pollard puts it up, won't go. Techmeyer grabs the rebound. His second for Ravenna. Outlet pass. They get it to Huff. Back out top, Cremosta. Skip it through the lane there, but no shot by Siskowski. Play Cremosta, top of the circle. Looking down low for Bauer. Bauer and Pollard mixed up against each other. Both pretty big there. Luke Glenn got a backside screen that shook his world, but he's okay. Siskowski up top. They'll go to Cremosta. Long possession here for Ravenna, 18-18. And dribbling between the circles, Cremosta, they'll reset things here. Cremosta with a low 1-4, stops at the high post. There's that back cut, but Techmeyer got tripped up and the ball went off his foot, and it's picked up by Pollard. Turnover number 5 for Ravenna, their first here of the second quarter. And Glenn trying to find a way to get by Siskowski on the dribble penetration, and Siskowski commits the foul. That'll be the second on Tom, and that'll be the 17th foul as Mielbach comes in for Pollard. And Shelton is now the 1-1. Luke Glenn will go to the line to shoot the front end of the 1-1. 0-1 at the line. He has 2 points. As a team, 64% from the line, and they missed that one. Rebound brought down by Paul Bauer. Fast break the other way. They thought about the three, instead kick it out. Techmeyer. They left him alone. Flat jumper off the glass and in from 13. Probably not how he drew it up, but Techmeyer will take it, and Ravenna regains the lead 20-18. 5 points now for Sid. 3:25 to go here in the first half. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Luke Glenn dribbled into a trap, tried to bounce it off a foot. The foot moved, and the ball went out of bounds. Fourth turnover for Shelton. So another change in momentum right now, and it's back with the Blue Jays, and a chance to make it a two-possession game here. As they've scored the last 2 buckets, back cut again, Siskowski's there, layup, assist Cremosta. 5 points for Tom Siskowski, 22-18. Ravenna was six in a row. 3 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Stop Connie to Glenn. Into the corner, Mueller's open. He'll set. He'll shoot the three. It rattles around. It won't go. And the ball ends up in the hands of Blake Cremosta. Fast break the other way. Number's not there. And so Huff will get it back to Cremosta and return it back out to Siskowski. Cremosta into the paint. Gives it out to Bauer. Left wing 15 feet away. He doesn't want that one. Back up to Siskowski. And reaching in, Stopcotti tied him up. Siskowski got tied up by Stopcotti. It will remain Ravenna basketball, but it will switch the possession arrow. It was one of those that was a little more than just a jump ball, too. So you've got the perennial power in Ravenna. And Shelton, who has been good for quite a while, they just haven't been able to beat the Jays. So you can tell there's going to be some emotion out there. For Shelton, this wants to be the team that gets it done. For Ravenna, this doesn't want to be the team that lets this win streak end against the Bulldogs. Try to go with that cut to Sid Techmeyer, but right there is Taron Hawks, and he'll deflect the pass out of the lane and out of bounds onto the stage. And Techmeyer will take it out here. There's going to be a substitution for Ravenna. Siskowski wasn't down for very long, and Huff back out. So you've got the original five starters on the floor for Coach Paul Baronic. Ravenna 22, Shelton 18, 2:26 to go here before halftime. Techmeyer gets it to Bauer on the low block. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by Nate Muehlbach. And so we'll move from the left side to the right side of the lane, and Ravenna will try it again. Off a couple of screens, Blake Cremosta. Back up top, Techmeyer. Blake was open. Techmeyer wasn't, but that was the inbounds play, was to try and get him free for a three. So now they'll get into their half court. Cremosta, right side of the key. Beautiful bounce pass between two defenders to Bauer. He scores and draws the foul. Some good screens and some good bounce passes right now is what has allowed Ravenna to score eight in a row to go up 24-18. The foul's on Clayton Stopcotti, his second. And Paul Bauer will go to the line. 6 points, four rebounds already for the big fella. One more chance here as the free throw is coming up. Bauer spins the ball, takes a little extra time, and puts it up. Hits the front of the rim, no good. Nate Muehlbach grabs the rebound, his second for Shelton. With the basketball will be Luke Glenn. Long pass down to the left-hand corner. Mueller back to Glenn the cutter, but he's double-teamed. Ravenna Saad coming, steps through the double-team, though. And scores. They bit that he was going to pass it out and went for the fake, and that snaps the 8-0 run of Ravenna. Nice job by Luke Glenn, his second bucket of the basketball game. 1:40 to go here in this first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Try to get it to the cutter. Alec Cremosta, the ball knocked away by Stopcotti. The steal is made. Up the floor, the ball is loose. It eventually goes off of Ravenna. Good duel there between Huff and Glenn to see who was going to maintain possession. Inbounds pass, Shelton, top of the key, three. It rattles around and off the glass. It's in for Dave Mueller, and he now has 10 points in the basketball game. The second three, both by Mueller here. For Shelton, they cut it to one. Cremosta drives in, gets that entry pass, gets fouled by Muehlbach. Second foul on Nate. Well, there's been some words here a couple of times, so as we said, this is going to be a little more intense. This is one of the rare times that these schools get to play each other in anything, especially with Shelton being D1. The foul on Muehlbach is second. Alec Cremosta to the line to shoot two. One of two for his only point. Free throw dancing around. Won't go. And Techmeyer back in. Huff back in for Ravenna. So it's been a back and forth first half battle here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Shelton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Alec Cremosta now his second free throw. This one is on the way, and it's right through there. So Cremosta gets one of two. And checking back in, Taron Hawks for Shelton. 25-23, Blue Jays here at home. 8-4 on the year. 8-2 for Shelton. Ooh, almost stolen away by Techmeyer right under the hoop. But since he didn't, Ravenna gives up the numbers, and Shelton still ends up throwing a basketball away. Pushing up the floor is going to be Dylan Huff. Stops, hits the trailer, Cremose to Blake for three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Taren Hawks, his fourth of the ball game. Luke Glenn brings it up in transition, finds the cutter, Mueller. Mueller up, under, no good. Short side rebound brought down by Dylan Huff, who's actually getting some more minutes than I'm used to seeing him off the bench here for Ravenna. Doing a good job. Also in now for Ravenna, Cody Eskridge, 5'10 junior. Ravenna basketball pass knocked away by Corbin Land. Steal is made. Up the floor comes Mueller, one-on-one, pulls up over Cremosta and draws the foul. Second foul on Alec Cremosta, and Dave Mueller will go to the line to shoot two. Mueller on the season averages only 7 points, not even 7 points a game, and he's got 10 here in the first half. First free throw by Mueller on the way, and it won't go. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats of our boys' ball game. We'll recap the girls' game. Coach Noah Ballsby of the Lady Jays scheduled to join us. They had an easy 67-17 victory, but some good games coming up. We'll talk about that and preview what's coming up the next week here on the radio. As Mueller hits the second free throw, he's got 6 in the quarter, 11 in the game, 25-24 Ravenna. 25 seconds to go here before halftime. Siskowski, nobody picked him up, drives to the left baseline, turns, kicks it out for a three, and it's good by Sid Techmeyer. So give him the assist and Techmeyer the bucket. 28-24 Blue Jays. Still 12 seconds to go. Wide open Mueller. He'll try and answer the three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Corbin Lynn, but he threw it away. And a chance for Ravenna at the buzzer. Siskowski's short jumper will not go. And that is going to bring us to halftime. Back and forth we go here in the first half of play. And the hometown Blue Jays leading their southern neighbors, the Shelton Bulldogs, by a score of 28-24. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to Ravenna, everyone. It is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Doug Duda here with you as Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Halftime of the boys' game, it is Ravenna 28 and Shelton 24. Earlier tonight, the Ravenna Lady Jays had no problem with Shelton, 67-17, to go to 8-6 on the season. Coach Noah Ballsby joined us here at halftime. And, Coach, I guess kind of one extreme to the other. You play a number one team in Minden on Tuesday. You're at the end that Shelton was at tonight. They had just the one win on the season. What was the approach going into the game? Because we said on Tuesday your team played a whale of a defensive ball game. They just don't have the height or the speed to match up with a team the caliber of Minden. But I guess take us back to that, your thoughts there and what you were looking for tonight.
You know, I was pretty happy with our defensive effort against Minden. You know, I thought, you know, we got after it. You know, we competed. We knew they were going to be good going in. A little bit disappointed, obviously, with the last couple minutes, the way we finished. But, you know, overall, I was pretty pleased with our effort anyway, especially on the defensive end. Obviously, we got to get better and find a way to score, but
Yeah, scoring had been a problem a couple of games right before Minden that could have went either way, and they went the wrong way for your young ladies. Where do you see your program at right now? 8-6, it's your first year as the head coach, so it's not like you came in and didn't know the girls, but you've played some of the best teams around, and you're surviving right now.
Yeah, you know, we constantly talk about we need to learn how to finish, whether it's possessions, whether, you know, grabbing loose balls, you know, whether it's games, everything, we just need to finish, you know, and that's something we've been talking about, especially the last 2 or 3 weeks. I think we'll get better at it, but, I mean, I think we still got a ways to go.
We look at this ball club, and they're not they still shoot the three from time to time when they can, but they're not putting up 20-23 like we used to see when they didn't have the height. You're trying to bring along Sydney Kuchera down low, but again, you still have a young ball club. You only have one senior on the team, and Alecta comes off the bench, and she played well for you tonight.
Yeah, you know, we kind of the last couple of weeks, we got into a deal where we're shooting too many threes, you know, not attacking the basket. We're looking at our free throws, and we weren't getting to the line. So the last couple of weeks, especially the last week, we've really made a focus of attacking the rim and getting there. And, you know, first quarter of Minden, you know, that's what we did. We got to the rim, we attacked. When we lose that aggressiveness, though, then we start to struggle. You know, we're still going to shoot the threes. We have to, you know, especially inside out. We just don't want to rely just on launching, though, you know.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. You're in the middle of a nice stretch here. You get to play all the rest of your games at home until the conference tournament at the end of the month. So 5 in a row and a mixture of teams as far as how they've played so far this year. Sutton, 9 wins, state-rated team. A Luke City team that you've seen. They played at your holiday tournament. An Elm Creek team that's struggling and a Centura team that you saw at your holiday tournament that you want to get another matchup against. What are you looking for? You got Sutton up next. What are you looking for these next couple of weeks?
I think consistency is a big thing. You know, sometimes we play up and down to our competition, and even when these girls were playing JV, that was something, you know, we play well against good teams, and sometimes we kind of drop to the competition. I want to play consistent, you know, whether it's, you know, defensively, offensively, that we need to worry about us, and we need to make sure that we are constantly getting better, you know.
Noah, how's this head coaching thing different than the assistant coaching that you've seen the last few years?
It takes more time. Time and organization. Yeah.
Well, we'll see you down the road, and best of luck here during this 5-game homestand. Congratulations on the win tonight. Have a good one.
All right, thanks for having me.
Take care. Noah Walsby, head coach of the Lady Jays here at Ravenna. Again, very balanced, an easy win tonight, 67-17, 12 points for Sienna Long, 10 points for Haley Lockhorn, 10 points for Anna Ripp in the ball game, Alecta Bruning, and Kaylin Bastet each had 9 for Shelton, Ashley Padgett, 6 points, 8 rebounds in the contest. Halftime of the boys game, 28-24, Ravenna leading Shelton. We'll look at the numbers after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Let's take a look now at the first half numbers that we have for you in our boys' basketball game. First of all, for Shelton, David Mueller leads the way with 11 points. Luke Glenn has 4 points and 1 rebound here at halftime. Clayton Stopcotty, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Corbin Lynn has 2 rebounds. Taryn Hawks, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Nate Muehlbach, 3 rebounds. And JT Ellis has 2 points and 1 rebound. 6 rebounds in each quarter, free throw shooting, 1 of 5 in the first quarter, 3 of 5 in the second quarter, 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in each quarter, turnovers 2 in the first and 4 in the second. foul situation, Ellis, Muehlbach, and Stopcotty all have two. 14 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second. At the half, Shelton has 24 points, 12 rebounds, 4 out of 10 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from three-point land, 1 block, and 6 turnovers. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, Blake Kremosta has a rebound, Dylan Huff 2 points and a rebound, Tom Siskowski 5 points and a rebound, Alec Kremosta has 2 points, Kobe Scherber 2 rebounds, Sid Techmeyer leads the way with 8 points, he has 2 rebounds, Tyler Douglas has 5 points and a rebound, and Paul Bauer has 6 points and 4 rebounds. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second, free throw shooting 0 of 1 in the first quarter, and 2 of 5 in the second, so neither team shooting free throws all that well. 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first quarter, and 1 of 3 in the second quarter, turnovers 4 in the first, 3 in the second. Fouls, Tyler Douglas with 3, Siskowski and Alec Kremosta with 2. 13 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second. At the half, Ravenna has 28 points, 12 rebounds. They are 2 of 6 from the free throw line, 4 of 10 from three-point land, and 7 turnovers. At the half, it's Ravenna 28, Shelton 24. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Second half is next.
Earth Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And don't forget that tomorrow afternoon, more basketball here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic at Hastings St. Cecilia. The doubleheader begins at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Tuesday night, Overton at Elwood. And then Amherst Gibbon next Thursday on Classic Hits. Right now, Shelton Ball trying to force it inside to Ellis. It's knocked away by Bauer. Seventh turnover for Shelton. And then they come right back down to the other end and steal the basketball away with Dave Mueller. Down low, they go Stopcotty. He has to adjust his shot, missed it, got his own rebound, fading away. It's no good, and the rebound brought down by Blake Kremosta. He'll go coast-to-coast to Douglas, who has his shot blocked off the glass by J.T. Ellis. The track meet is underway. 3-on-1 the other way, but the bounce pass is off the foot of Luke Glenn. Another turnover, and then it's stolen back at the other end by Taren Hawks, and taken back by Techmeyer. Somebody just needs to slow down. Wow. And that's only 45 seconds. We had 5 turnovers in 40 seconds and a couple of missed shots. And so it's 28-24. And Ravenna will get the basketball back, try to get it to Bauer. It's knocked away by J.T. Ellis. And each team, 3 turnovers in a minute to start the second half. And a reach-in foul, Paul Bauer, as they try to get it down to J.T. Ellis. And they're going to call Bauer for his first personal foul. Shelton Ball down the low block to throw it in. Glenn looking. He has to go to his outlet. Really lobs it up there for Dave Mueller. Mueller back into the corner. Gets the ball into the hands of Glenn. Top of the key to Dave. They're just playing catch right now. Trying to see what Ravenna's doing defensively. Throw through it to Hawks. Ball fake to get around Siskowski. Baseline pull up from 8. Good. Taren Hawks with his second bucket of the ball game. 28-26 Ravenna. Hustling up the floor, Siskowski, left baseline, backs it into the corner, cut off there by Glenn, up top to Douglas. Tyler working on stop Cotty, looks for the back cut, Siskowski's there, and he scores. Nice pass, Tyler Douglas. Even the big fella can come out top and get you an assist. 30-26, Jays. Luke Glenn, crossover, blows by his man, and there's no help, so he'll lay it up and in. 6 points for Luke Glenn. A high-octane pace here to start the second half by both teams. And Douglas will swing it over to Siskowski. Man-to-man both ways. Pretty much the whole game here by these two ball clubs. 8-2 Shelton, 8-4 Ravenna. Right-hand corner, Douglas. Tyler guarded by Stopcotti. Gets it to Cremosta, who's posted up. They double-team him, and his pass is knocked away by Stopcotti. Another turnover. And are they going to give it right back? Scramble forward on the floor. Out of bounds. And it's going to belong to Ravenna. Shelton flat-out dropped the ball after making a nice steal. And Ravenna stays awake there. Tuckmeyer to throw it in front of his own bench. And here comes Dylan Huff into the ball game. We're missing Brady Standage tonight. Normally you would see him in there quite a bit. Huff is in his place and has played good. But Standage, another one that had the flu. Derek Ellis has the flu for Shelton and is not playing. So both teams affected tonight. In the paint, Siskowski. They thought he was going to shoot it, so they went to box out, and he tried to pass it to Huff, and Huff wasn't looking. And out of bounds it goes. So way more turning the ball over than scoring here to start the second half. 30-28, Jays, Shelton ball. Glenn looks for the high screen. Can't utilize it. Dribbles to the right wing, keeps the dribble, and gives it off to Stopcotti. Long pass over to Hawks. Little give and go out for a three. Back to Hawks. Ball fake. Tries baseline. Dishes it off. Ellis doesn't take it. Back to Mueller. Got his man in the air. Puts it up off the glass. I think he thought he was going to get fouled. And good defense that time by Tecmeyer. Rebound Douglas. Outlet to Tecmeyer. And Sid will lay it up and in for his team high 10th point. Boy, at the other end, they sure thought they were going to get a foul. And Tecmeyer just pulled back enough to make him adjust his shot. Alec Cremosta now in as the ball was tipped out of bounds. Ravenna subbing a little more often than Shelton is. Shelton has used eight men, seven of them with any real significant time. Ravenna will use nine or ten if they need to. And with it is Dave Mueller. Drives to the left baseline, tries to find a seam, does, puts it up, and a foul called. And it looks like that's going to be on Tecmeyer. And for Sid, that'll be his first personal foul. And the second foul of the half on Ravenna. Mueller goes to the line where he is 3 of 4 and has a team-high 11 points. And now it's 12 as the first one is good. Paul Bauer and Tom Siskowski return. Alec Cremosta and Tyler Douglas check out for the Blue Jays. 4:33 to go here before the end of the third quarter. And the free throw, number 2, no good. Paul Bauer will grab his fifth rebound. Up the floor to Huff. Dylan across the timeline. Finds his point guard, Blake Cremosta, over to Siskowski off the screen. 3 feet behind the arc. Gives it to Huff. Top of the circle. Off the screen to Siskowski again, left side. Trying to get Bauer one-on-one with JT Ellis without help. And now Huff gets through there and lost the handle. Travel called. Ravenna had 7 turnovers in the first half. They've got 6 in less than 4 minutes here in the third quarter. Shelton not much better. They have 4 in the quarter. Remember, each team turned it over 3 times in the first minute as they were just throwing it back and forth to the wrong jerseys. 32-29, midway through the third quarter. Ravenna leading Shelton here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as Luke Glenn finds a seam, takes it all the way in, and they call it for a charge, wave off the bucket. Luke Glenn with his first personal foul. And Coach Matt Waller did not agree. So Ravenna gets a call here and brings the ball up the floor. Or at least in the eyes of the Shelton fans, got a call. Here's Dylan Huff over on the right side. Top of the circle. Looks for the back cut. There's Siskowski. Has it. Layup good and a foul. Ellis came over, tried to block the shot and got him in the arm. That's the third on JT Ellis. Second of the half here on the Bulldogs. And a chance for a 3-point play for Tom Siskowski. His second bucket of the quarter. He's got 9 of the game. Tyler Douglas back in for the Jays. And kind of a major turn of events there. A Shelton bucket gets waved off, and now a chance at a 3-point play at the other end for the Jays. And the free throw is up, no good. So just a 4-point swing as Stopcotti gets his fourth rebound. 34-29, Ravenna by 5. That equals their largest lead of the game. And Luke Glenn gets fouled in the backcourt trying to get through that double team. Tom Siskowski with his third personal foul. So Douglas and Siskowski each with 3, midway through quarter number 3. Something to keep an eye on as Luke Glenn, bodied up by Blake Cremosa, gets it down to the low block, double team by Techmeyer, kicks it out, back door open, stop Connie Free, makes the layup on the assist from Dave Mueller, 7 for Clayton Stop Connie. Seeing some pretty good passing from time to time when the team settle it down. At the other end, they get it to Cremosa, nice wraparound hump, 10-footer, no good, and a late whistle. Coming off the screen, Stop Connie is called for running into him, and it's after the shot. They're going to take it out underneath. Clayton Stop Connie with his third foul. He's shaking his head going, no way. Paul Bauer in as Ravenna gets it underneath their own hoop. That foul so late, it was after he landed from the jump shot, and so no free throws. And Ravenna to throw it in. Techmeyer goes into the far right-hand corner to Huff. Back up top, Cremosa quickly to Techmeyer on the left side of the key. Goes to the right side of the key to Cremosa. Dribble penetration, bounce pass in the lane to Bauer. Couldn't handle it. Out of bounds it goes. And back over to Shelton. Again, Shelton looking for their first win against the Blue Jays in a long, long time. And they are hanging around right now, looking to make some noise in the fourth quarter. They are ahead after one, and then behind by four at the half. Up top with it is Stop Connie. Stop Connie goes over to Glenn. Glenn off the pick on the left elbow. Trying to post up Ellis, but Ellis is really a non-factor offensively tonight. Hawks left-hand corner, guarded there by Huff. Quickly up to Mueller. Good ball fake. Got around his man, but didn't take him to the hole. Instead, Hawks will, and he puts it up no good. There is a little contact, no whistle, and Paul Bauer has his sixth rebound as Ravenna runs. It again brings the coaching staff for Shelton up off the bench. Blake Cremosa bumps into Dave Mueller, picks his dribble up, swings it over to Huff, and just gives it right back to Blake. Overload to the left side, look for that backdoor cut. At that time, Shelton's on it. And Taren Hawks guarding Sid Techmeyer, the leading scorer. That time he got free and laid it up and in. They just kept running in and off screen after screen after screen, and 12 points now for Techmeyer, 36-31 Blue Jays. At the other end, Ellis, he wants to take it at Bauer, and Bauer just takes it away. He blocks the shot to himself, and a chance for Ravenna to get a run together here before the end of the third quarter. Shelton needs a stop right here. Tyler Douglas comes out, takes it out of the volleyball line between the circles. All over him is Stop Connie. Tyler dribbles in, off balance, puts it up and in. Tyler Douglas proving the big man can do it all. He's got an assist earlier in the game from out there. There, a dribble penetration and a 7-point lead for Ravenna, 38-31. Glenn off the screen. He short arms it on the right side. Offensive rebound. Stop, Connie. He missed the bunny putback. And Paul Bauer pulls it down here for Ravenna. A minute to go in the quarter. Kick it out top to Huff. Back over to Cremosa. Down to the low block. Douglas on Stop, Connie. He's in the lane, needs to get out of there, and the pass gets away, it's out of bounds, and it is off of Shelton, they say. And Ravenna's going to get the ball. The officials talking back and forth to make sure they had the right call. Shelton has not used a timeout yet in the ball game, and Coach Walter probably doesn't want to burn one with less than a minute to go here, but the momentum is all on Ravenna's side right now. After that charge call, wiped out a bucket by Shelton. They haven't been able to do anything. Ravenna ball with 40 seconds on the inbound around midcourt. Mueller has some pressure on Cremosa. Swings it over to Siskowski, who goes to Techmeyer 28 feet away. 30 seconds. Let's see if they play for one. I don't think they're necessarily playing for one. This is usually where they try to sneak somebody in there with about 12 seconds. And there it is, Alec Cremosa. He stepped on a foot and traveled. Ravenna fans wanted a foul, but Alec just stepped on the defender's foot and fell down. Eighth turnover of the quarter on Ravenna, and they still have outscored Shelton 10-7. Paul Bauer back in. Tyler Douglas with those three fouls is going to check out. 19 seconds remaining here. Shelton down 7, needs a bucket here to close the deficit in the final 19 seconds. With it is Luke Glenn. Glenn slowly brings it up 10 seconds, guarded by Cremosa, goes by him into the paint, pull-up jumper, rolls off the rim, and it's in. Still a little time here, and from about half court, Blake Cremosa, three-point line. That's going to count if it goes from 15 feet, but it doesn't. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. The Ravenna Blue Jays 38, the Shelton Bulldogs 33. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda with you for the start of the fourth and final quarter of basketball on this Friday night. Ravenna girls beat Shelton 67-17, and as we head to the fourth of the boys' game, Ravenna 38, Shelton 33. How crazy was that third quarter? Neither team attempted a three. When's the last time the Ravenna boys didn't attempt a three-point shot in a quarter? But they still outscored Shelton despite turning it over eight times, and they turn it over on their first possession here of the fourth quarter. Then Luke Glenn dribbles it off a foot. Scramble for it. Timeout by Shelton once they dove back on top of it. And that's the first timeout of the ball game for Shelton. 7:44 to go in the game. 38-33 Ravenna. At this point in the ball game, Ravenna had eight turnovers last quarter, 15 in the ball game. Shelton had four turnovers last quarter. Three of those were in the first minute. They've got 10 in the ball game. Dave Mueller has 12. Luke Glenn, 8. Clayton Stopcotty, 7. For the Bulldogs. For Ravenna, Sid Techmeyer has 12, Tom Siskowski has 9, Tyler Douglas has 7. 4 for 10, and free throw shooting has not been good for either team. Ravenna is 2 of 7, Shelton is 5 of 12 from the free throw line. 7:44 remains. Don't forget more basketball tomorrow. Kearney Catholic on the road at Hastings St. Cecilia beginning at 2:30. And then Tuesday, Overton at Elwood. We've also got Kearney Catholic girls next week playing Seward Thursday, Pierce Friday. And Seward's game on ESPN, Pierce next Friday here on Classic Hits. As it is Hawks with a basketball, pulls up from 14. That was flat, no good. The ball tipped out to Sid Techmeyer, his third rebound. Ravenna wants to run. 5-on-4, Bauer on the low post. Mini hook, good. 8 points down for Paul Bauer. And it's 40-33 Ravenna. Shelton getting up the floor a little quicker. Good ball fake by Mueller. Leaves it off for Hawks. 7-footer, and he'll bank it in. That's Ellis, excuse me. 12-42. I've misnamed those a couple times. Apologize. Second bucket of the ball game for Ellis. And each team gets their first bucket here in the fourth quarter. Siskowski drives deep into the paint. Double team. Has to cut it out to Blake Cremosta on the right wing. Back out between the circles. Tyler Douglas. Left-hand dribble once, back to the top of the circle, lob it into Bauer, and blocked from behind viciously by J.T. Ellis. Ellis picked up a foul earlier in the game. Usually, if you swing at it that violently, it doesn't matter if it's clean or not. They're going to blow the whistle, and he got fortunate there. Inbounds pass to Siskowski. Well, he made it, unfortunately, from underneath the cylinder, and the ball rolls out to Blake Cremosta. Ravenna gets a huge break here, getting the ball back, and Siskowski will score anyway. On that inbounds, Tom got underneath. He went to put up the reverse layup, didn't realize where he was, and threw it right up through the net. 42-35 Ravenna. Their biggest lead is 7, and they've equaled it a couple of times here in the last 2 minutes. Shelton was up by 5 in the first quarter. Backing in, Stopcotty. Lost the ball. Out of bounds. He goes to the ground. Turnover number 11 for Shelton. Shelton was waiting for a foul. Didn't get it. Not sure that there was one. Ravenna kind of spun out of the way when he came in there. And Luke Glenn will punch the ball out of the hands here of Blake Cremosta, who turns around and says something to Glenn. And it'll be Ravenna ball deep baseline near their bench, and they'll throw it all the way out to Siskowski, to Douglas, trying to find Techmeyer, but he's covered. Quite a few inbounds plays are for a three-point attempt by Ravenna. They haven't got as many as they wanted to tonight. Siskowski to the baseline. Double team. Cut off by Glenn. Throws it out. Blake Cremosa saves it just before it goes over and back. 42-35. 7-point lead here. Bounce pass into Siskowski. Glenn knocks it away. The half-court offense not very crisp right now for either ball club. Seems like they can't get in sync. And again, underneath the hoop to throw it in is Sid Techmeyer. Got to go all the way out to midcourt, into the backcourt. Douglas Stopcotti just about picked up his fourth foul going after that. Instead, Ravenna will have it. David Mueller on Cremosa, swings it over to Siskowski. Bauer posting up down there on Ellis. They can't get it to him. Reverse it to Techmeyer off the screen. Baseline, dishes it back into the paint. Bauer, short jumper, no good. Ball tipped around and rebound brought down by Hawks, and Bauer hacked him. Foul. That was a good defensive series for the Shelton Bulldogs. Really frustrating Ravenna. And the foul on Paul Bauer will be his second. Fourth foul of the half on Ravenna. Shelton's been called for three. 5:27 to go in the ball game. 42-35, Ravenna with the lead. They've led the entire second half. Luke Glenn will walk the ball up the floor. Try to set a high screen on Cremosa, but the screens haven't been very good. In fact, ineffective lately for Shelton. Here is Hawks outside the arc right side. High post, they go Ellis against Douglas, who's had three fouls in the whole half, and they really haven't taken it at him to challenge him. Now a dangerous pass into the paint. Got it to Mueller. Pump fake, scored. Dangerous pass, but it got there, and Mueller now with 14. 5-point lead for the Jays, 42-37, with 4:50 to go in the game. Everybody has four timeouts, so lots of time to strategize here down the stretch. Sid Techmeyer off the dribble. No penetration, just moved from the left to the right. Gives it off to Cremosa. There's the cutter. Siskowski backs his way in on Glenn. Shut him down. Good defense. Kick it over left wing. Here's Huff, who's been in the ballgame the last possession. Nowhere to go. Again, trying to open that lane. A lot of body contact. Huff, wide open three. Good! Dylan Huff taking more minutes tonight because of the illness to Brady Standage. And he hits the big three at the other end. Glenn drives and is fouled. Can't get the shot to go, but Luke will head to the line to shoot two, but he's 0 of 2 from the line ninth and has 8 points. But an 8-point lead for Ravenna. That's their largest of the evening. And important free throws here. As we've said, both teams, well, the free throws have been bad, and that one is not good. Not what you're used to seeing from two pretty darn good ball clubs. As we said, Shelton's not a great free throw shooting team, but they're not bad. 64.5%. Ravenna, 63.5%. But Techmeyer shoots 89% from the free throw line. 76% for Stopcotti. And Mueller, Glenn missed them both. Paul Bauer will pick up his eighth rebound. Luke Glenn on the season, a 63% free throw shooter. Techmeyer for three. First attempt for him in the half. It's no good. Nobody grabs the rebound. It's out of bounds to Shelton. And here comes Corbin Len, who has played outstanding defense when he's been in the ballgame tonight for Shelton. So you've got Corbin Len, Luke Glenn, Nate Muehlbach comes in, Clayton Stopcotti, and David Mueller. But Shelton cannot afford to fall any farther behind right now. 4 minutes to go, down by eight. Stopcotti forces the issue. Off-balance jumper spins around and finally goes down. 9 points for Stopcotti. It looked like it wasn't going to go after it spun all the way through. Techmeyer, right wing. Quick reversal. Siskowski over to Douglas. Left side of the key. Wants to get it to Techmeyer. Len won't let him have it, so Douglas drives. Dishes it to Cremosa. Left-hand wing. Drives in. 7-footer. Good. And Blake Cremosa with his first bucket of the ball game, and every time Shelton gets close or does something good offensively, Ravenna seems to answer right back here in the second half. And a timeout called here by Matt Walter and Shelton. 3:21 to go in the basketball game. It is Ravenna 47, Shelton 39. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. at a concession stand at a local high school near you. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a competitive advantage in grain marketing? Look no further than Cargill Pro Pricing Grain Contract. By employing automatic execution and expertise of Cargill's professional grain traders, a Cargill Pro Pricing Grain Contract helps you make sense of a complex market. For Pro Pricing, contact Mark Rouse at 308-390-4322. That's 308-390-4322 to sign up. Cargill Pro Pricing, your competitive advantage in the grain market.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Out of the Shelton timeout, they'll inbound the ball. Quickly, a foul called here on Ravenna. The stop, Cotty was trying to roll himself around a screen here, and a foul called on Blake Cremosta, his first, sixth team foul. Shelton gets the ball in. Stop, Cotty. They want a double dribble, doesn't get it, doesn't matter, he missed the shot anyway. Paul Bauer with his ninth rebound. Paul's been pretty solid tonight, playing more minutes than I think he did on Tuesday. But now Ravenna's where they want to be. Up 8, 3 minutes to go. Back cut underneath Siskowski. Gives it off to Bauer for the layup. Siskowski wanted to shoot the layup, but he lost the handle and still found a way to get it to Paul Bauer. Just as good. And it's a 10-point lead now. 49-39. Stop Cotty. Driving, shooting. There's no offense right now for Shelton. They're just taking it to the hoop. Rebound to Tyler Douglas. And Ravenna up 10 with the ball and 2:35 to go. They're in total command now. Again, a Shelton. Stop, Cotty knocked it away from Douglas. Got it back. Timeout for the Ravenna Blue Jays. It's a 30-second timeout here with 2:30 to go in the ball game. 49-39 Ravenna. We'll be right back.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Creighton men's basketball team in action tonight. Not many top 25 teams play on Friday night. But Creighton thumps Missouri State 74-52. Doug McDermott, 39 points tonight for the Blue Jays. Speaking of Blue Jays, Ravenna now up 10 with the ball. And all they've got to do is not turn it over and not go 0 of 10 from the line, and they're going to win this basketball game. As they were working today, and a foul called on David Mueller, his first, but that's only the fourth foul. They've got fouls to give. Only 15 points in the second half for Shelton so far. It was 28-24 at the half, 38-33 at the end of three, and now 49-39. Techmeyer to throw the ball in. Timeout called because he can't get it in, and this has to be a full-length timeout. Ravenna will have two remaining. So let's hear from our very fine sponsors, and we'll be back in a minute. 49-39, Ravenna leading Shelton here on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney. Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River, and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
Coming up, the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. Final stats, coaches' interviews, but right now, 2:13 to go in the game. And a foul, Dave Mueller. And again, Shelton doing one of those things is kind of a small pet peeve for the announcer. They're not trying to steal the ball, they're just fouling. Go for the ball. You never know what's going to happen. You're going to get called for the foul anyway. Go for the ball. And another foul on Luke Glenn. Again, just grabbing the jersey of Blake Cremosta. Sixth team foul. Who knows? You might commit three fouls, but you might get one turnover and a layup. And here comes the ball in again. That's the guy you want, Dylan Huff. Ooh, that's a hard foul, too. And right away, Clayton Stopcotti grabbed him. Good job by the officials to not get too caught up in the moment. Stopcotti with his fourth foul. 1-1 coming up here for Dylan Huff. The reason I say you want Dylan Huff, he's just not played a lot of varsity minutes this year. And for Huff, he hasn't even been to the free throw line this year. Well, he hasn't made one, I should say. And he'll shoot the 1-1, and there you go. Up and in. Well, Dylan Huff, the 5'11 junior, getting some playing time tonight, and he is taking advantage of it. That's what Coach Baronic wants to see, building depth as they get towards the conference tournament. Second free throw, that one is short. Stopcotti will bring down his sixth rebound. It's an 11-point lead at 50-39. Shelton needs buckets on almost every possession. Luke went over to Stopcotti. Mueller went on the back cut, covered. Now he comes out, shoots the three, in and out. No good. Siskowski rebound, foul called on Shelton. So it looks like Shelton will fall to 8-3, and Ravenna will improve to 9-4. They just couldn't find their offense here in the second half. It wasn't like Ravenna did anything crazy. They're going to score about as many points in the second half as they did in the first half. Stopcotti fouls out of the game there with 9 points, 6 rebounds in the contest. 1:52 to go, and checking in is going to be Jared Muehlbach as the free throw is up and in for Siskowski. He now has a dozen points in the ball game, 51-39. And the second free throw is up, and it is in. So Siskowski hits them both, and it's 52-39 in favor of Ravenna. Mueller, a quick three. Again, it's off the front of the iron, no good. Again, the rebound brought down, and again, a foul. And again, Siskowski is going to go to the line. That is the ninth team foul here on the Shelton Bulldogs. So another 1-1. But only 6 points in the quarter for Shelton. They've been stuck on 39 for a long time. And the last 7 points and counting for Ravenna make it 8 as it is up and in. Siskowski makes the free throw. 53-39, 1:42 to go. And it'll be a happy 53rd birthday for head coach Paul Baronic. Was I supposed to say that? I was just looking at the scoreboard. It said 53. I don't know that he is that. I have no idea. Second free throw up, and it is in. I'll tell you what, I'm not going to increase his age by every point down the stretch here. 54-39. Shelton just needs a bucket here so they can get off 39. But they dribble it off the foot of Blake Cremosta. Cremosta picks up the loose ball. Up the floor, trying to avoid the double team, kicks it to Siskowski. 90 seconds left in the game. 15-point lead now for Ravenna, and they just want to play keep away. Cremosta doesn't want to throw it to Douglas because he knows that's not exactly who they want at the line, but he does, and Tyler gets rid of it. Guarded out there by Jared Muehlbach. Coach Matt Walter just wants his team to play tough defense the rest of the way here. He knows this game is decided. Paul Bauer has to pop out and take the pass. As we are down to 1 minute to go in the ball game, 54-39 Ravenna. They've scored the last eight. It was 46-39, I believe, was the last time that Shelton scored. And Shelton's not going to foul, and Ravenna's just going to pass the ball around. And this ball game is almost over. 35 seconds to go. The Ravenna fans starting to cheer over there, and we will get a foul. Ball comes loose, and Mueller went to pick up the ball and is called for the foul. It'll be his third, and it's the 10th team foul. And so free throws coming up as the benches will be cleared here in just a moment. And the first one for Blake Cremosta is up and in, just his third point of the night. And the bench is clear. Most of these guys have been in for Ravenna. Kobe Sherber is in. Cody Eskrid is in. Alec Cremosta is in. Michael Bauer is in. And waiting to check in is Chance Bach as the free throw is up and it is in for Blake Cremosta, and he will come out. 56-39. And Shelton with the basketball. Len is in. Dakota Pollard is in. Also in the ball game is Ramos. Dial him Ramos. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Ramos gets the rebound. Turnaround jumper won't go. Another offensive rebound. That one from Jared Muehlbach. No good. How about Pollard? No good. And then a foul is called with 13 seconds. So everybody still wants to find a way to get their name in the scorebook here. And Dakota Pollard, who played a couple of minutes earlier in the ball game, we'll get two free throws here. A foul is called on Chance Bach. The free throw is up, and it is in. That snaps the 10-0 run by Ravenna, 56-40, and that's what it was tonight, a couple of runs by Ravenna. Second free throw up, and it is in, 56-41. 12 seconds to go. Here's Kobe Shermer with it, up the floor for Ravenna, gives it off to Eskrit. 6 seconds to go. Back to Shermer. They're just going to hold the ball, and this game is over. The final score, the Ravenna Blue Jays, 56, and the Shelton Bulldogs, 41. Ravenna improves to 9-4. Shelton drops to 8-3 with all three losses to state-rated teams. And we will take a break and be back with the numbers and coaches' interviews right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
And welcome back, everyone, to high school basketball. It's time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's now, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports, that's where everybody in Burwell goes. Misco Sports, your sports headquarters. We're glad to have you along with us here tonight as Ravenna does sweep the doubleheader from Shelton, 67-17 of the girls, 56-41 here in the boys' contest. And let's take a look at the final numbers that we had this evening. First off, for the Shelton Bulldogs, only 6 players scored in the basketball game, and it was only 5 until Dakota Pollard hit those 2 free throws with 13 seconds remaining. Dave Mueller led the way with 14 points, but 11 of those were in the first half. Luke Glenn, 8 points, about half his season average, 1 rebound. Clayton Stopcotty, 9 points and a team-high 6 rebounds. Corbin Len, 2 rebounds. Taryn Hawks, 4 points and a rebound. Dylan Ramos had a rebound. Nate Muehlbach, 3 rebounds. JT Ellis, 4 points, 3 blocks. Dakota Pollard, 2 points and a rebound. And Jared Muehlbach had 1 rebound. I had Shelton with 12 rebounds in the first half, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 10 in the first half, 3 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 6 in the first half, and 0 of 3 in the second half. Shelton had 6 turnovers in each half in the ball game tonight. 24 points at halftime, but just 17 in the second half for Shelton here this evening, and their third lowest offensive output of the season. but it just wasn't to be in the second half. 41 points, 20 rebounds, 7 out of 14 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, 12 turnovers. Shelton falls to 8-3 and has their only home game the rest of the month, Tuesday night, when they host Amherst, and that'll be a challenge, especially on the boys' side. Amherst, one of their best teams in a while in Class D2. We'll take a look at the numbers for Ravenna and chat with Coach Paul Baronic right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does it best.
Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, let's take a look now at the final stats for the Ravenna Blue Jays. 7 players scored, 3 of them in double figures. Blake Cremost ended up with 4 points, 3 rebounds, but did his job as a point guard tonight. 6 points for Dylan Huff and 1 rebound. He may have been the star of the game, or just that guy that hasn't got as many minutes, and he steps in tonight and does very well. Tom Siskowski led all scorers tonight with 15 points. He had 3 rebounds. Alec Cremost to 2 points, Kobe Schirmer 2 rebounds, Sid Techmeyer 12 points, 3 rebounds, Tyler Douglas 7 points, 3 rebounds, and Paul Bauer 10 points, 9 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 12 rebounds in each half, free throw shooting 2 of 6 in the first half, and 7 of 9 in the second half, so much improved there in the fourth quarter. 3-point shooting 4 of 10 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half, turnover 7 in the first half, 9 in the second half, 8 in the third quarter, just 1 in the fourth. 28 points at halftime, 28 more in the second half, 56 points, 24 rebounds, 9 out of 15 at the free throw line, 5 of 12 from 3-point land, 1 block shot and 16 turnovers, as Ravenna improves to 9-4 on the season with a 56-41 win over Shelton, pulling away late in the ball game. It was around 8 most of the way. But Ravenna is now 9-4, and they have the next 4 games also here at home, including a rematch of last year's district final when they host second-ranked in the class, Sutton, coming up on Tuesday night, plus Loup City, Elm Creek, and Centura, all at home before the end of the month. We'll take a break and come back with a chat with Ravenna head boys basketball coach Paul Baronic right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
LaserTech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. LaserTech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. LaserTech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With LaserTech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how LaserTech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just a chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Still waiting for Coach Paul Baronic to pop out of the locker room as the team starts to file out right now here on the Visco Sports Post Game Show. While we wait for the coach, let's remind you we've got a lot of basketball coming up in the next 2 weeks. Next Saturday, the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament down the road in Gibbon. We bring you the finals at approximately 2 o'clock. As far as basketball, tomorrow afternoon, undefeated Kearney Catholic is at Hastings St. Cecilia. Girls at 2:30, the boys at 4:15. On Tuesday, it'll be Overton at Elwood. Thursday, Amherst at Gibbon. Friday, the Kearney Catholic girls will be hosting Pierce. We'll also have the Kearney Catholic at Seward game coming up on ESPN Thursday. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Welcome back to the Visco Sports Post Game Show here on Classic Hits 98.9. And head coach Paul Baronic of the Ravenna Blue Jays joins us after their 56-41 win over Shelton. Happy birthday, old man.
Thank you. It beats the alternative. That was what they keep telling me, you know. So if you stop having them, I guess, you know who knows. So, but yeah, thank you. It's been, kids have been great here, faculty, staff, everybody. Has been great well-wishers, and I appreciate it. Even got a little tweet from a guy that does Power 99 radios. His name's Double D Doodah, so we really enjoy him, too.
I learned how to type, so I figured I better use that.
I'm a seeking pecker, if that's anything.
Coach, I mentioned early in the ball game tonight, not only does Shelton want to find a way to finally beat you guys, your kids don't want to be the ones that find a way to lose to Shelton, and it was a very competitive first half, and there was a couple of times that you could tell that it was emotional out there as well.
Right. You know, and it, to be honest, you know, Shelton, you know, it's just one of those things that they want to do, and as far as, you know, getting Ravenna, and I understand that. That's fine. And that's a lot of teams, really. And our guys have, you know, maybe not the most skilled group that we've had, but, you know, heart and desire and those things, and just grit, you know, and it's the unexpected that's always fun, you know. Dylan comes off the bench and just, you know, lights us a fire. That's the kind of kids we have. And then I've got a senior there who's sick and kind of the reason he's playing, and he's jacked up because he's doing it, and he knows he's got his spot. So I don't know if that happens everywhere else, you know, but it sure happens here, and it's great for our guys.
Yeah, we were talking about that Standage out, and finally, because the coaching staff didn't release that information in the pregame.
Oh.
I said, is Brady hurt or sick? And they said, he's got the flu. And Dylan just came in and did some really cool things without scoring 20 tonight. But Shelton did get it to you there in the first quarter. And a little Ravenna magic. You hit a three, but then Tyler Douglas banks in an off-balance three to cut it to one,
yep.
Which gets you at least back into a comfort zone going into the second quarter,
yeah.
Where you turned it around.
Well, during that break, I wasn't anywhere near a comfort because I was still irritated with the offensive rebounds they were getting and the ones we weren't. We thought that was a possibility for us to get some offensive rebounds and whoop them on it. They didn't entail whooped us. But, yeah, we'll take Tyler's banked in three. We've been telling him to get, you know, start knocking some down because people are going to back off on you. But, I didn't know he was working on his bank shot. So,
Paul Baranek, head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, with us here. What, after the tough loss Tuesday, what were you specifically working on this week?
Mental toughness. We went the next morning, believe it or not, at 6:30. And that's our guys, you know. Let's get in there right away and let's get it fixed. Any bad feelings, instead of lingering around all day and thinking about stuff and kind of chewing on it, let's flush it down a little bit and let's move on. The Minden game, we played really, really good. I was concerned about their press, and we killed it. You know, I was concerned about their quickness and their guards, and we stopped them from penetrating. You know, the only bad thing is they went 8 for 17 from 3, and on nights like that, you're going to get beat. And conversely, tonight, Dunk had us for 56% from the floor. So when you do things like that, take good shots, take care of the ball, defensive rebound, good things are going to happen.
What happened in the third quarter? We joked about it while we were at break here. Both teams really wanted to establish some momentum to start the third, and it just kind of turned into a circus out there. A ton of turnovers in the first couple of minutes. You settled down, though, and that's where the shooting came into effect. That's where Shelton started to turn cold, and you did not.
Yeah, you know, one of the discussions we had at halftime was, we're making the same mistakes we made in December. It's time to fix those things. I mean, we work on them in practice, and it's basically mental with these guys right now, you know. And to their credit, mentally, they did something in the third quarter there after we had a who knows what you call that first 2 minutes. You know, I told the ref standing beside me, I said, you have every right to yell at the players now, not them yelling at you. You guys should turn around and yell at them for being so bad. So, but, you know, we got on the right track and had some things go our way and just really were just taking good shots, you know. And the question of the night be, why didn't we press? Well, one was because Brady was out. He's our best on-ball presser. And with him out of the game like that, it eliminates a lot of our pressing ability. It eliminates some depth. But with anything, when someone's gone, we've got other guys on our team, and it's their turn to shine. And tonight it was Dylan, and he had a chance to do some great things, and he did. And I'm just very proud of him. I know his dad's just as proud, and mom is proud. But, you know, his dad's kind of struggling right now with some stuff, but there ain't nothing better. There's not a better medicine when your boy's out there playing well for you, and I'm just happy for that whole group right there.
Paul Baranek, just before we let you go here, this is the first of 5 straight home games. The way the schedule works out, you don't have to leave home the rest of the month.
Thank goodness with the kind of the types that are coming here. I mean, if we could play them like in Alaska, maybe it would be better. Maybe for a snowstorm or an ice storm, that would happen.
I'm guessing we'll get back to some defensive basketball. Sutton and Loop City are the first two.
Yikes.
Then Elm Creek and Centura. They all present some different problems.
Well, Centura, Donovan Trumbull has to beat them on a last-second shot from what I heard.
Yep.
And I've watched Centura. My goodness, they're good. You know, and then Loop City is going to be fit to be tied to get us back again. And with their back to full strength, you know, with players, I don't know how healthy they are, but their guys are back, so that's another problem that's going to be in the equation. And Elm Creek absolutely destroyed us this summer twice, once by 30, and I'm not lying here, and once by 20, and they whooped us so bad that I just had a bad feeling all summer long.
So you got them on the schedule.
Yeah, so what we did was add them on the schedule then, so that was a smart thing on our part, but we're not supposedly the brightest people in the whole group, but that's what we did.
That was well done, Coach.
Yeah.
You gave me the other three and avoided Sutton next Tuesday. Nice job. I ain't going to do it. I ain't letting you off.
Well,
Sponge and the boys are laying in the weeds, and they don't have to lay in the weeds. You're going to have to be the one laying in the weeds.
You know, I went and watched them, and that Rath kid hit 8 threes, tied their school record, I think I heard, and never hit the rim on it. There was a time when that kid was not a very good outside shot. He was a heck of a driver. But now he is shooting well. Cole Wiseman's coming off a great football season, and he's got confidence. you talk about things not changing. Nothing's going to change there. It's just going to be a dogfight. They got maybe bigger dogs, but it's going to be their circle motion offense, all that crap that runs around. We got to switch all the time, and we're going to run our motion, and they're going to fight through it. You know, that game might be 32-30, you know, and both teams just playing their tails off. It won't have anything to do with anybody holding it. It'll just be guys going hard.
All right, well, enjoy the weekend. Get ready for Sutton, and congratulations. And
thanks.
Enjoy the little time left in your birthday.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, and then I think my wife and I are going to Lincoln, watch Connor play in Crete, and then, you know, who knows, maybe a smooching date in between or something like that. It's
lucky
always a good
dog.
Time. Yeah, go out to eat, something like that. I don't know. She probably deserves it. I don't deserve it.
You deserve everything you guys get here in Ravenna. Paul, thanks for the time. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Paul Barone, head boys basketball coach of the Blue Jays. We'll wrap up the Bisco Sports postgame show after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Car insurance isn't about the car, it's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Ravenna sweeps the doubleheader tonight, winning the girls' game easily 67-17 over Shelton. And in the boys' game, Ravenna pulls away in the fourth quarter for a 56-41 win over Shelton, led by Tom Siskowski's 15-12 from Sid Techmeyer, 10 points, 9 boards, Paul Bauer. Dave Mueller had 14 for Shelton. Clayton Stopcotty, 9 points and 6 rebounds. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We're right back at it again tomorrow afternoon from Chapman Gymnasium in Hastings as the St. Cecilia Bluehawks welcome in the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars, girls at 2:30 and the boys at 4:15 here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Again, the final score of the boys' game, Ravenna 56, Shelton 41. Enjoy your weekend.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.